government-appointed inquiry will be set up to look into threats to Sweden's democracy from political Islam and Islamism, as well as its impacts on integration. The investigation is to be led by terror researcher Magnus Runstorp, writes newspaper Expressen. Meanwhile, several representatives of the governing parties and the Sweden Democrats, who've written an opinion piece for newspaper Aftonbladet, say political Islam is a movement and ideology with a common goal to create, quote, a society where Islam permeates laws, traditions and customs, for example, through the enforcement of Sharia law. Hässleholm municipality is being ordered to pay damages to a high school student subjected to ethnic discrimination by their teacher, reports Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Kristianstad. During a social studies lesson, the teacher had the student, who has a foreign background, stand up in front of the class to show how fascism splits people into different categories. The Equality Ombudsman judged that the student had been subjected to discrimination and harassment linked to their ethnicity and demanded the municipality pay 70,000 kroner in compensation. It's almost time for midsummer celebrations in Sweden, which also means heavy traffic out on the roads and the risk for more accidents. The Swedish Transport Administration's advising drivers to be alert, avoid stressing, and to try to stick to main roads. The worst traffic's expected today, Thursday, as well as on Friday morning and Sunday, when a lot of people will be heading home. Those planning to travel through Gothenburg, Norrtälje, or on the island of Öland should expect heavy congestion. And a bit of a yuck one before we wrap up, consider yourself warned. A regional politician in Uppsala at their most recent assembly meeting had such an acute case of upset stomach, they needed to do a number two on the floor. That's according to Swedish Radio's local P4 Uppland channel. The incident happened at the art museum located at Uppsala Castle. According to the party the politician represents, it was an emergency situation and nearby toilets were all occupied. The party tells P4 they've taken responsibility for clean-up costs. And those were Thursday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. Have a nice midsummer.